I personally forget about abortion, or we can forget about something else and say that hunger or starvation or something like that is the essence, or, you know, that's something that should be dealt with right away. Other types of, you know, sex tourism or something like that is not that important. But I think that it's important that we keep in mind that we are just individuals. We just have groups and we have so much potential. And we can't keep attacking all the issues. We can't, I think, to really be effective, we have to concentrate on specific things that we ourselves think we can work on. Me personally, I don't know that much about multinationals or about starvation. But, and I think it would be wrong to try to tackle every single issue personally. I think it's important that we set up these networks such that we can do as much as we can for the one thing, and after a while it will spread, and there will be connections made, and I think we'll be more effective that way. I mean, certainly we are all concerned about, you know, the major issues of the third world, and it's important that we know about it and we set up international networks, but I also think that we should keep a perspective that we just can't be involved in every single issue and do it properly.
Je voulais aussi dire quelque chose par rapport à... Tu as dit, c'est bien que vous nous aidez. Et pour moi, la solidarité, ce n'est pas une aide qu'on apporte à un mouvement. C'est vraiment comprendre que les femmes qui se battent en Philippines ou ailleurs ou dans tout le monde, elles se battent aussi pour la liberté de tout le monde. Je veux dire, toutes les luttes, c'est vraiment des luttes pour la liberté et qu'elles sont... Je veux dire, bon... Quand on vit en Suisse ou quand on vit aux États-Unis, c'est vrai qu'on se demande parfois comment les choses pourraient changer, comment est-ce qu'on pourrait amener une transformation fondamentale, radicale. On se sent très isolé, on se sent très démuni. On peut aller voter, mais on sait très bien ce que ça fait. On n'imagine pas qu'il y a un changement radical qui se passe. Et bon, il y a des pays où il y a des luttes qui laissent entendre qu'il y a des changements radicaux qui se passent. Et ces luttes, elles peuvent être... Elles nous amènent aussi énormément, je veux dire, elles nous amènent tout autant que nous on peut leur amener, que nous on peut amener comme aide. C'est pas du tout que nous on les aide, c'est pas vrai. C'est vraiment, pour moi, la construction d'un réseau, c'est vraiment justement la mise en place d'une structure qui n'est pas une aide vers le pays du tiers-monde parce qu'on serait coupable, parce qu'ici on mange trop, puis ils mangent pas assez, pourquoi s'occuper d'être lesbienne ou pas lesbienne, ou d'être mère célibataire quand les trois quarts du monde a faim et peut pas avoir les enfants qu'elles veulent. Mais c'est vraiment dire, bon, les luttes ici, elles peuvent, c'est vrai qu'elles amènent quelque chose, parce que bon, on a rencontré des femmes en Amérique latine qui défendent leur autonomie de femme, ce qu'elles n'auraient pas fait il y a 10 ans, je pense, qui sont dans les fronts au Salvador ou au Nicaragua ou au Guatemala, et puis qui défendent, et ça, je pense, ça vient de la force des mouvements de femmes dans le monde. Et de même, ce qu'elles nous amènent, ce qu'elles apportent, c'est aussi quelque chose qui nous renforce. Pour moi, c'est vraiment pas une aide. Pour moi, la solidarité, c'est vraiment un apport de toutes les formes de lutte pour construire les forces des femmes dans des situations très précises, très concrètes. C'est le droit.
C'est
un
résumé. Vivian said that you talked about thanking women for help, but she doesn't see solidarity among women or among anybody as being help. You know, it doesn't want to see that it's the first world helping the third world in that way, and that, for instance, as we fight to try to change things here, sometimes we have the impression that we're completely blocked. You know, there's no way we can change the government or this or that, and that in fact, hearing about a women's group in another culture completely. That has managed to do something or change something can actually help us enormously in giving us courage to continue, etc. On the other hand, I mean, clearly there are ways. She talked about the going to Latin America to the feminist meeting there, and so she felt that the feminist movement has brought something to women in Latin America, and that, you know, 10 years ago such a meeting wouldn't have been possible. So it's a mutual help, and that creating a network as such should be concentrated on this.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to add to that, saying that, I mean, as long as we don't lose the focus that, in fact, we are fighting against something which is a common oppressing force. You know, as long as we keep that in mind, we are able to see the perspective of ways in which we can coordinate, cooperate, yeah. You know, and of raising consciousness at different levels in the different countries. I mean, one way I think of is maybe if all women and all people in developing countries could one day come together in some way, you know, and realize the power they have against these multinationals, for one thing. In terms of raw materials, if in one day they could come together and say, okay, if they can build a movement and say, we are not going to sell these raw materials and human force at the cheap rate that they're asking and taking from us, I mean, that itself would be a really explosive situation. And I mean, these are concrete ways maybe we can dream one day of doing. And women in developed countries could help raise the consciousness of other women here so that, you know, obviously this is going to lead to all kinds of suffering and deprivation in terms of the things that they have today, the material goods they're able to enjoy, you know. But if there is a possibility of keeping this link and helping it to grow, then there are possibilities in which you can have solidarity movements, you know, so that you can one day visualize a different world with a different perspective about things, priorities. I mean, I guess I'm a dreamer, but...
You have to be. We all have to be.